gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's finally Friday. Sweet baby Jesus, it took forever, but we're here. Oh my God. So glad that you're here. Hopefully you're having a good day. If not, well, hopefully tomorrow's better. But let's at least try to get through today. I think we can make things work out. We got a lot to get to this morning. We got a bunch of garbage Alex is going to tell us all about that's coming up within the next... Did I do something? I don't hear anything in my headphones. Do you guys hear anything?
Yeah. I hear you. And I don't hear music.
Oh, the music just cut out. That's cool. Like I said, it's a Friday. You got to work through things. I don't know what the hell that was, but cool. So, yeah, that's going down. Also coming up today on the show, we've got the Friday Fun Fact, Joe's Need to Know News. Liv, who is a millennial, sounded like an old woman because she was blowing up our text. You know, guys, these kids nowadays, when you say nowadays, you're old.
I know. It's
you're right.
It hurt me sending that message, but mm-hmm. I mean... In my defense, the kids were like 5 and 6.
Back in my day, before Wi-Fi. So we will talk about that. Also, is this a mistype here? Freak Show Friday. What's the person's name?
Silkworm.
What?
Silkworm is her name.
I don't even understand. Freak Show Friday.
Silkworm.
That'll be around 7:30, 6:30 Central. I don't understand.
That sounds like an STD or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of does.
So we got a lot to get to this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Before we do that, though, let's go around the room, say hi to everybody. Alex, how are you doing?
Not great. Looking forward to some wine later tonight because another person I know got engaged last night.
What? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the worst? I know two people last week. Two. That got engaged.
Yeah,
ladies, why are we celebrating love? I mean, I know it's not you, and you haven't found men that want to be the rest of their lives with you, but
every year I get older that I'm not engaged, I'm not in the mood to celebrate love.
Right, but you should know that the median age for women to get married in this era, like right now, is I think 29.
Ugh.
So you're still young.
Yeah.
You're still like a teen bride.
You still got like 4 or 5 more years to be alone.
Maybe if I would have been a teen bride, I'd be married by now.
That
is
true.
Probably unhappy and maybe divorced later. So.
But most married people are unhappy.
Look at the bright side.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Joe's marriage.
Look at me.
You're right.
You know my wife hates me. She's hoping I have a heart attack. Just being honest. I love you, babe. Liv the Web Girl, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Yesterday was pretty busy and I had to work last night.
Ooh, girl.
And I was super nervous and I like even talked about possibly just strangling one of the kids. Not actually, but just like in my head.
I wonder if any of the parents at the daycare that you work at listen and think, is that my kid she's threatening to hurt?
So there was one parent that recognized me and asked and was like, oh my gosh, are you Liv from Radio Now? I didn't know you worked here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And then she's never come back. She's never brought her kid back.
I don't blame her for their well-being.
She probably heard something.
Yep.
When I'm there with the kids, I'm really good and I'm really present and I'm really paying attention and I'm kind of like strict with them, like stricter than some of the other ones, but I don't want anything to happen on my watch. But I need a place to vent, and this is that place. But yesterday wasn't too bad. And I also had my second dance lesson.
How'd that go?
I don't know if you know about this, because I said it last week when you were on vacation, but I'm starting ballroom dance classes.
Fun. I've always wanted to do something like that.
Yes, and it is so much fun.
So are you doing that with Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend?
No, so he's not. I mean, his parents own a bunch of ballroom dance studios in Indy, so I'm doing it at one of their dance studios, but he's not doing it. Like, one of their teachers is teaching me and I just like go. And
do you get to do a recital at some point?
If I wanted to, I could do
you
like they call them, like
to.
Showcases.
You need to do it. We'll have all of our listeners come out there
to do it. But it is so much fun because I danced my whole life.
Is it free? Because you know the yeah. owners. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I know, but you can come along with me one time if you want to.
Oh my gosh. See,
I've
always wanted to do stuff like that, but I'm a terrible dancer. I did jazz, tap, ballet, like contemporary dance and all this stuff when I was little, and I always had to quit because I sucked. I can't dance.
Well, you got
to
keep it up.
And the people that go there, like, they're all ages. Like, I mean, there's people who are like in their 90s who are still doing it.
Holy cow.
It's because they're moving. They're limber.
Yeah, exactly. So they are used to like very, very, very beginner level.
You know who can really cut a rug? Producer Porkchop.
Really? You can dance?
Not at all.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's what you were doing yesterday. I thought you were dancing too.
No, I can do the Cotton Eye Joe.
And of course.
Oh my gosh.
See, that's what I was talking about. He told me at one time when we were interviewing, he's like, man, I can do a really mean Cotton Eye Joe.
I'm like, that's like a Michigan thing.
I'm like, well, that'll come in. You don't know the Cotton Eye Joe?
No, I know it, but I feel like Michigan, that's like what people do for their first dance at their wedding.
Okay, listen, being from Michigan, true. So, Porkchop, how was your day yesterday, man?
It was good. I was, Liv, you should come to Michigan with me.
Maybe one time.
Okay. No, it was good. I am so happy that I have my car back and it's fixed and it's good. They washed it. Like, I almost feel like Alex, she's always, like, ragging on my car. She's always like, ah, it's so broken or whatever, yada, yada.
I think it's because the sound it makes when it drives by.
No, yeah. No. There's no sounds. It sounds good. And I want Alex to come take a ride, and I dare you to try to find something that's wrong with my car.
Oh, don't, because do Alex will find her. Yeah.
She'll find something.
You might mention, like, the little, there's, like, a mark.
Don't tell her.
But that doesn't count.
What if your Uber rating keeps going down?
It's not going, there's no way. My car, it's so nice right now. And, oh, guess what? It hit last night 293,000 miles.
Wow.
Actually, I took a picture. Do you guys, should I, like, upload it to our Instagram story?
Oh, yeah. People are, enough? No, people are dying to go see it.
Dude, that's huge.
Wow. Don't even say anything. Just upload outside. That photo. Don't even say anything. Just upload it. People are like, wow, this is the greatest thing on an Instagram story ever.
Yeah, like, we should all go outside and take pictures of the mileage on our car.
No, I think you guys are dogging. That'd be
a really good segment. This is segment talking.
Yeah, odometer. I don't know.
I bought this car brand new. I put all those miles are mine.
Save it on Monday. We'll do a mileage Monday. We'll check in and see who's got the most miles on their car.
We're joking.
No, that's a huge deal, Alex. Cars don't usually make it like that long.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Like, I almost think I should call Dodge and be like, hey, like, make a commercial out of me or something.
Well, they went longer. I don't think you set a record.
A commercial. Jeez.
No, I'm serious.
You know, our old producer wasn't a car commercial.
I mean, he was for Volkswagen.
Yeah, and a pretty big one, too. He made a lot of money off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's well, maybe I'll make a lot of money off of my commercial.
Doubt it.
Maybe. Cool. Well, that's awesome news, dude. My night last night was great. I went out and grabbed a drink with my wife because it was just so beautiful, and we grabbed something to eat. And then when we came home, I was falling asleep at dinner. I was so tired. You guys ever have days like that because they're so long? 8 o'clock, I'm like, I could not keep my head up at the bar we were at. Get home, get into bed. I'm like, why is it wet? I'm like, oh, my dog peed where I sleep.
Gross.
No.
So I slept on the couch last night. That being said, I love you, Benny and Paddington. You're the best.
So your wife slept in the bed just on the other side while there was a puddle there?
No, we both slept on the couch.
No, my gosh, that's awful.
How did you fit?
We have a... I'm sure you meant that with love and you truly were wondering the space arrangement. We have that sectional. You've been over there one time when my wife was on Jeopardy to watch it.
Was it awful?
We've done worse.
I slept on his couch and I barely fit, so I don't know.
Yeah, I can't imagine two people comfortable.
Okay, listen, I'm tired of being fat shamed.
No, it's not about being fat. It's just in general, two adults on a couch, it's hard.
Yeah, it's probably not ideal. I think there's a point there. But that was kind of what's going on, and it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in the garbage, did HBO pull their controversial Michael Jackson documentary? A celebrity divorce announcement, and Dr. Phil told Oprah the meanest thing she ever said to him.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
HBO says they have not pulled Leaving Neverland from their programming, despite rumors that they had. According to the rumors, the Michael Jackson documentary was supposed to air until September, but now is a final date of April 17th. HBO released a statement saying Leaving Neverland is available on HBO through April 16th and then will continue to be available on HBO Now and HBO Go. It is now the second most watched documentary on HBO in the last 10 years, having reached 7.5 million people for part one. Talk show host Wendy Williams is fired for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter, after 21 years. The news of the divorce comes after rumors swirled that Hunter was cheating on Williams and even fathers a child with his alleged mistress. Her rep released a statement saying, "Thank you to everyone for respecting the family's privacy during this time. Kevin is supportive of Wendy, and they are working through this process together." Williams and Hunter have an 18-year-old son together. Dr. Phil told Oprah the worst thing she ever said to him.
You know, the worst thing you've ever said to me, do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
We're at the Tina Turner concert. We're in the front row, right?
Yeah.
We're about an hour into the concert. I feel a tap on my shoulder. She said, "What concert are you watching?" I'm clapping and tapping my foot, just like I'm so offbeat.
So offbeat in another arena, not in this one. I mean, not in this one.
You know, you and Robin look like backup singers.
That was a fun night, though.
And Mila Kunis guest hosted Ellen yesterday and was very excited when Bachelor Colton Underwood came on the show.
So if you know anything about me, you know that I'm obsessed with The Bachelor. This is so fun for me.
This is awesome.
This is crazy. Can you feel my heart? It's like, whew, man, this is nerve-wracking.
Coming up in less than an hour, this ex-wife gave details of abuse from her A-list ex-husband.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, who's ready to learn something fun today?
Me.
Yeah. All right, the Friday fun fact. This one involves the good old U.S. of A. Even Alaska's included in this one. It's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Now it's time for us all to learn something fun and interesting. It's time for your Friday fun fact.
You're going to learn today.
Okay, what state are you from? What city are you from, Live the Web Girl?
I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, are you eating right now? We're on the air? Perfect timing.
I didn't know.
Alex, where are you from?
Indiana.
Okay. Pork Chop, what state are you from?
New Jersey, 22 years.
Okay. Well, this is great. Do any of those have a Q in their names?
No.
No.
Guess what?
What?
None of them do. You're right about that. Because the only letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name, from Alabama to Wyoming and everything in between, is the letter Q.
What about Florida? There's a Q in that.
There is not a Q in Florida.
Yeah, it's silent.
The silent Q.
Honestly, if we're going to add a Q to any state.
Can you chew the apple too? I want to hear the crunch.
Ugh.
ASMR. Just what I needed.
I was going to spit it out my hand.
No, don't waste it. Go ahead.
If we were going to add a Q onto any state, I feel like Florida is the acceptable one.
See?
Where would it go? Florida-qua? Florida-qua?
No, it's silent.
Yeah, it's silent.
No,
so it goes at the end. Or it can go before the L.
Yeah. I like Florida-qua.
Okay, well, that's so stupid. That's your Friday fun fact. Now, I got a little fact that there's no state that has a Q in it, except for allegedly now Florida. So,
hey, I was just thinking, if we put it between the F and the L, like, I can't say that word on the radio. Right?
Oh.
It's silent. How many times do me and Alex have to tell you, Pork Chop?
Jeez. I don't even understand it. That's how dumb I am. Joe's need to know news. Let's get into it right about now. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested on Thursday in London to face a charge in the U.S. of conspiracy to hack into a Pentagon computer network back in 2010, bringing kind of an abrupt end to a seven-year hiding in which he was staying in Ecuador's embassy in Britain to avoid capture. He looked all sorts of crazy. His beard was long and white, and according to some reports, like, he smeared doo-doo all over like the walls and the place he was in. It's like, I don't know if he's losing his mind or what, but he just did not look good when they were like arresting him. He just looked like all frail and weird. Who's the guy from Lord of the Rings? Like the big
Gollum?
Gandalf?
Is that Gandalf?
Smeagol.
No, the guy, the older dude. Like the,
oh, the
or was
the
that Harry
precious?
Potter? Yeah, no.
I have no idea.
He's the big elderly dude.
Gandalf.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Gandalf for a second there. If you would have gave him a stick.
I knew a girl in college that looked exactly like Smeagol.
Ew.
Like dead on. I'll show you guys a picture later.
That's unfortunate.
That's this is unfortunate too. I've never flown first class, and if I did get the chance to, I'd be pretty ticked off. A woman sitting in first class on American Airlines flight was disgusted after catching a couple on the plane playing footsie barefoot across their seat dividers.
Ew.
The woman posted the photo of the couple on her Instagram page showing their bare feet on the seat dividers. At one point, the disgusted pastor said one of the lovebirds whose faces went unseen even put their foot over somebody else's TV. But here's the thing, like the photo she put, their feet are nasty. I think one of them's got like a fungal infection or something. It's like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
First class, you have room to like to stretch out, but that doesn't mean you don't take off your things. This is something I feel like you would do, Alex, because sometimes you'll take your shoes off in here, which or your boots, which is disgusting, and you'll put your feet up on the side by pork chop, and I want to vomit. Don't. Oh, my God. She has them off now. Oh, see, I knew it. I knew it. There we go.
I don't take my shoes off on planes, though. Actually, I was so grossed out because my flight last week, the guy sitting next to me took his shoes off, and he was caressing the bars of the seat and stuff.
No. Okay, I don't understand how this happens, but a Louisiana woman who is supposedly suffering from kidney stones, which, oh, my gosh, those are a pain in you know what. She didn't have kidney stones. She actually was pregnant and gave birth to a baby girl.
No way. Oh, how do you not know?
My gosh.
The woman was suffering from stomach pains and went to the emergency room with her husband. And they assumed, you know, oh, just some kidney stones. Shortly after that, she gave birth to the little girl. And the woman said she never felt sick, gained weight, and even thought what she had was a monthly cycle.
Wow.
She thought she had a...
She said she had something that seemed to be a monthly cycle.
That's... insane, also terrifying.
If you're listening to the Joe and Alex show right now and you didn't know you were pregnant and you had a baby, because I don't know where these people come from, will you call us 833-JOE-ALEX? I just want to understand 833-563-2539 how you could have no clue you were pregnant.
So, Colton, my boyfriend, he's a real estate agent,
yeah,
and he had clients who were super young, and the girl found out she was pregnant when she was 7 months pregnant.
I don't understand.
7 months. She didn't find out until she was 7 months. Isn't that the most insane thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that blows my mind. The 20-year-old couple, so they're young, said they only have a couple hundred dollars in their savings account and weren't planning on a baby. Aww. So there's a GoFundMe account that's been set up for $7,500 they've already raised. So.
They need to make a scary movie. That's just the plot. That's it. Just
trust
that.
Me. That's my fear all the time. Is she pregnant? No! And finally, we do have to worry here about swearing on the air. Luckily, there's a button I can hit that if we did swear, Liv, actually, I've had to hit it twice on you for saying the F word. So,
alleged.
No. I have audio that I can share with people on our Instagram.
You definitely did swear.
You swore. It wasn't accidental. It was
alleged, okay?
Man.
I was here for one of them.
I've never sworn, and I've been on radio for like 13 or 14 or 15 years.
I have a mouth like a sailor. It's yes. Really bad.
Okay, well, this guy didn't even mean to swear. He didn't realize, I guess you knew you were on the radio. This guy, New York weatherman, Chris, I believe it's Cimeno, didn't realize he was live when the Today Show's Al Roker tossed to him because they're the national. Then they go to local news feeds for the weather, like a 10-second hit real quick. He was in the middle of an off-camera conversation, and, well, this happened.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
And that's your latest weather. Savannah?
All right, Al. Thank
you. Yes. Awkward! I wonder what's going to happen to him, because it's not like he... I mean, you know you have a job. You know mics are always hot. You have to be aware of that. But I wonder if they're going to terminate him for that or not.
Do they have a button they can hit to delete it?
I don't think TV has delays. No, like, they're live.
So badly want to know what he was talking about. I'm so curious. Well, I want to hear the rest of the conversation.
Yeah, well, hold on here.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange.
But he's talking about somebody dying, like somebody passed on. So
I know, but whatever he says in the last thing, I don't know. I'll
but when they cut
dissect
him off.
It later.
I just love, though, it's like, toss to him, swears, and it's like, doo-doo-doo, he just swore in front of you. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all these stories and videos out online at joeandalexshow.com. You can join in this conversation a couple of different ways. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow on there, too. And, of course, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl. How old are you again?
I'm 24.
All right, so you're right there in the middle, kind of everybody on the show. And you're old as hell.
I know. I'm not in the middle. I'm the youngest of everyone
on
the show.
You're acting like you're my grandpa now after what you texted us yesterday.
I
What's know. Going on?
I
What's the problem?
I wanted to throw up in my mouth after this. But I was in the kids club, like the daycare that I work at the gym.
Yeah.
And there was this little girl, and she was like kind of like just playing and stuff. And she was like, "Oh, I've got to check my mail." And she like grabbed like a kid toy iPad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "I got to check my iPad for the mail." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so weird. You like know what email is?" And I was like, "Do you know what snail mail is?" And she's like, "What?" And I was like, "Did you know like mail comes in like on paper to your house?" And she was like, "No, it doesn't. Like you're lying. Like mail comes on the iPad."
Oh my
gosh.
Or
the iPhone. And I was just like stunned. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this girl is like probably 5 and she literally has no idea what snail mail is."
Wow.
Does not know the concept at all, but knows what like email is
right.
on an iPad.
That's shocking.
And she doesn't even call it email. She just calls it mail.
Right.
Like that's just mail to her.
Wow.
So I was like, there's so many things that these like little kids are never going to have to like suffer through, or like even like things that they're just like never going to even know existed.
Yeah.
833 Joe Alex, if you can add to this list that mail is the big thing that opened it up. 833-563-2539. I don't think kids are ever going to know. Speaking of mail and internet, you're not going to know the pain and frustration of trying to dial up and connect just to get onto the internet. Everything is so quick and accessible. Everything's right now is just right on your Wi-Fi and your router, like no problem.
Does Liv know? Do you know what dial-up is?
I've heard of it, but like I don't know if I've ever used it.
Wait, you never had dial-up?
I don't believe so.
I had dial-up.
Get up, Mom!
For a very short amount of time.
Get off the phone! Please.
It was the worst of me and my sister. Like, we'd like wake up at 3 a.m. and try to sneak online. No, you can't, because that would definitely wake my parents up, the modem.
Yeah. If my phone doesn't load something within like 5 seconds, I freak out.
You're like, "What's going on, Zuckerberg?
I know.
What
freak
is this?"
Out.
You're like, "Guys, we're being attacked by terrorists. Something's happening here. My Wi-Fi's out." 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
I mean, there's so many things I feel like today's kids don't know. Like, they don't know cassette tapes, whether that's, like, for music or VHS. They don't know rewinding it before you have to take it back to the video store.
See,
the VHS, yeah.
I don't think we ever used cassette tapes. Tapes were, like, done.
You'd have CDs?
CDs, yeah.
Okay. No, Alex brings up a good point. Like, cassettes, it would suck if your thing would, like, eat your actual tape and you tried to wind it back. Or it's like, oh, it was
with the ribbon?
Yeah, that would just be terrible. It's funny, though, too, because, like, you would say they don't know about vinyl, but vinyl is so popular now.
Oh, yeah.
Making a comeback that everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, I love vinyl. It's the coolest
it's
thing
like
ever."
Hip. Well, and they will never understand the stress of trying to design your MySpace page.
That's true.
Never know the stress of that.
But also, I don't think they realized the beauty of MySpace. Like, it was cool. You could have the background. You'd have a little, like, cursor thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Thing,
there was
profile
so
songs.
Much you could do with it.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick things off with Tim. Hey, Tim, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are kids nowadays not going to know about?
What's up, Big Joe?
What up, man?
Well, I'm 37 now, and I took some of my first college courses over dial-up.
No way.
Oh, they had online classes back then?
Yeah, I took them at IUPUI. Yeah, for sure. They sure did. And I also remember playing like Duke Nukem over dial-up on Windows 95.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know what you bring up, too? Did you ever do AIM Messenger?
Like, no,
where you could
I did not.
Yeah, where you could instant message people on AOL?
No, I never used AOL. That's another thing. You know, if somebody has an AOL address, they're at least like 55 plus.
Yes,
100%.
They're still rocking it. Hey, thank you, Tim, for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Candace. Hey, Candace, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much. What do you want to say?
So I'm a teacher, and I teach second grade. And so we read a story about a video store, and they had no idea what it was, like a Blockbuster.
No.
Because they watch everything on YouTube and Netflix. Like, they had zero idea what a video was. So
that's
I bring them
insane.
In.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, going to the movie store, whether it was, like, a family video or, like, a Blockbuster, whatever it is, that was the coolest thing ever.
Gosh,
like,
it was so fun.
Occasionally, if I got a good grade, I'm like, "Mom, can I rent that PS2 that's out? Like, they'd have like a big box where you could take the video console home. That was the coolest thing in the world for me.
Well, I also remember, as far as Netflix goes, I remember having to order my movies through the mail,
yeah.
And then the DVDs would come through
yes.
the mail, and you'd have to wait till the next DVD came. That was Netflix originally.
I remember
originally.
That. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot that's
yeah.
what it originally was.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I think you have a good one here. What are kids nowadays not going to know or remember?
The manual window roller. Like window to make the window go down.
Oh, the crank.
Yeah.
But yes, my daughter and I were in an older car, and she just got the biggest kick out of that. She called it a spinner, a window spinner. And she was like, oh my gosh, when you crank the spinner, the windows go down. She was so excited about that. And that's something that kids will never know about.
You're right. So
we
funny.
Love it, Jennifer. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you have?
Like I said, believe it or not, paper homework. I was talking to my cousin about his homework, and I was like, well, did you bring your textbooks home? He goes, what do you mean? And I'm like, your textbooks. You know, you open your book, and you look inside of it, and you figure out what your paper homework is. And he's like, no, we do all our homework on iPads.
What?
And I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah, he goes to a school in Ohio, and the kid doesn't know what textbooks or paper homework is.
Yeah.
So I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm turning 26 this year, and it blew my mind.
Well, I have seen kids have paper homework recently, so maybe it's just his school.
Well, no, they're like all the schools where I'm from, like in Northern Kentucky, they've all transferred over to
That's
tablets
so weird.
And iPads.
That
That's
way you can do
use.
Your work from home, like you never miss school.
Well, I was just around a kid like 2 nights ago, and she had paper homework. But I mean,
how old was she?
I'm sure it's about to change. She's 8.
Yeah, so it might be like younger grades. They have no really use for like to use an iPad.
I absolutely love Fela's. You got to go to her.
All right, Fela, we'll wrap it up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What are kids nowadays never going to know about?
That little save icon on like Google Docs or any like Microsoft Words. It's the 3-inch floppy disk, and they have no idea.
The kids are like, "Why is that
oh
the save button?"
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah,
that's insane.
So anytime you have to save, they have no idea why you have to click that save button and what the purpose is.
You're so right.
I didn't. Oh my gosh.
Do you even know what a floppy disk is, Liz?
She doesn't.
Have you ever touched one?
So I used to play
floppy disk.
With them.
He said floppy disk. Did you touch a floppy disk? That's what he was asking.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
You okay over there?
I just got that.
Thank you. I have to repeat my joke 7 times. Eventually, they're somewhat funny. Legit. Almost set my house on fire last night. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Do me a favor. My wife Lindsay's not up this early in the morning. She's maybe getting up, but she doesn't listen to the show. And we podcast everything we do. You can subscribe and check us out on iTunes, Google Podcast, pretty much anywhere. Spotify, where you're looking for podcasts, just look for the Joe and Alex show. Subscribe, give it 5 stars. The reason I bring that up, she always listens to the podcast, so make sure we do not podcast this segment, okay? No, I'm serious. My wife will lose her mind
Why?
And freak out.
Really?
Yeah. And it freaked me out, but I'm not scared, but I honestly am, like, looking behind my shoulder. Do you guys remember last week I talked about, I thought I did at least, how I was, like, laying down on the couch. I felt something just bump into my
yeah.
arm, and it was a wasp, like a really angry-looking
yeah.
wasp. I'm like, okay, a random wasp came in, killed it.
Angry-looking.
No, he was like, I'm about to kill you. We got beef.
You said he crawled into your couch and you lost him or something.
Yeah, and I had to move the couch. Alex, I was scared for my life. I'm like, I'll never be able to sit on this couch. So I killed him. That's fine. Move forward. Yesterday, I'm going out to go get something out of my Jeep. And I come back inside and there's a wasp like inside our screened-in porch, which is fine. You're outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. I'm like, all right, well, you're going to die. Sorry about that. So I kill him. No big deal. What happens? I go inside. I'm like, okay, Benny and Patty, let's go out and play in the backyard. No, there wasn't a wasp, but there was a honeybee buzzing around in our kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
I don't know. Now, listen, the house that we're in has parts that are old and then some that are new, like made out of drywall. It's because it's an older house that they did additions on, but it okay. kind of blends together. And I was leaning. The wall's very thin in one spot in my kitchen. You've been in there before, Pork Chop. And I think you all have. But in the kitchen area, one of the walls along the window is thinner. And I was just leaning on my hand. My thumb went through the wall. Because it was very, very, very thin. You know, so we have to get, like, plastered up. So I thought maybe that's where they're coming through. I thought maybe somehow they're getting in through the house and they're coming through there. So I taped it up, like with clear tape. So like we could see if they broke through it or if maybe they'd get stuck to it.
That's a good idea.
Alex, I thought it was too, but how did another wasp and a bee get into my house if they didn't come through there? Because it was intact yesterday.
Well, I'm sure there's another area. I mean, it's a whole house.
I know, but listen, I'm going to, today, I'm calling the fire department. I don't know if I'm going to get charged with arson if I tell them in advance, but I'm setting our house on fire. That's the only thing I can think of. Well, my wife, Lindsay, well, we're not podcasting this, but if we did, she would freak out. I didn't tell her. I usually don't lie to my wife and don't deceive her, but I feel
she's
like this is
she's definitely afraid of bugs.
She will freak out.
So you're saying she doesn't know she does about not the bee
know,
problem.
She does not know. Okay. She knows about the one where like it was in the couch because I was like, because it was buzzing on my arm. So, like, what the hell is that?
I mean, she's going to find out eventually. If there's actually a problem, they're going to keep coming back.
I'm going to try to take care of it today by setting the house on fire.
I think there's a hive in your vents.
Oh, that would be the worst. And I've heard stories. I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, has anybody ever had, or maybe, I don't know if you'd be an exterminator, the exact title, but whether you work like removing bees and insects from houses, or if you're a person that, we've seen those stories. We've mentioned them in Joe's Needs to Know News where it's like, and they found a whole wall that was a beehive. I'm like, What if there's like a wasp nest like along our whole wall?
I've got a great idea.
What?
You should go to a doctor's office and get a stethoscope and listen on the walls and see if you can find an area that's buzzing.
But what if I hear a buzz, though? I'd almost rather not know.
No, dude, you need to do something about this. Exterminator or something.
This is like something from a scary movie.
Like, I used to think Liv the Web Girl had it bad because she has cockroaches in her apartment.
Yuck.
I thought, like, oh, poor thing. But now I would kill for cockroaches.
No, you wouldn't. Don't
I
ever
would much
say
rather
that.
Have a bee
I'd
than a
way
cockroach.
Way rather have
what?
A bee
Why?
And a wasp, 1,000%.
No, cockroaches.
Ew, I hate even that word.
What?
I hate that word. You know what word.
I know.
I haven't seen one in a year, knock on wood.
Do you think they're all like hibernating right now? They're about to come out. They're like, "Hey, Liv.
I don't know.
How you
I
doing,
seen
girl?"
One in literally over a year, and
it's your buddy Kenny the cockroach. Ew,
gosh,
just wanted to come say hi to you.
Okay,
see how you're.
Stop! Oh my gosh!
Liv just threw her headphones off.
I hate that noise.
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay, I'm wondering here. Pork Chop's got somebody on the phone. We got an electrician, so maybe they can tell
me
something.
Oh, good. I've been needing one.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got any advice here?
Yeah, if he's got can lights in the bedroom, some of the older houses, the can lights have holes in them, and the wasps can come in from the attic, and they'll get in through the can light, and they'll come into the bedroom.
Ooh.
And were you telling me that you have had a customer that had that problem?
Yes, in the master bedroom. They had wasps coming in.
Do you have those, Joe?
What are they called again? Because I'll Google it.
Can lights in the attic.
C-A-M?
The can lights.
Okay, like a can.
Can lights in the attic.
No, in the master bedroom. They'll come in from the attic. I'm looking this up right now to see if that's what it is.
I don't know, what could a can light be? I'm thinking of like a cylinder and a hole. You put the...
Yeah, just one of those round lights.
Yeah, it's a 6-inch can light. It mounts in the ceiling.
Okay.
They have holes in them sometimes.
We don't.
And,
so
if they're not airtight, they get in through that and come down through in the bedroom.
I think there's things that are not airtight because it's an older house. It's like built in the early 1900s.
Right.
I don't think we have can lights, but now you're still scaring me here. So do you think it'd be a good idea, as I brought up, just to set it on fire today?
Either that or an exterminator, more or less, in the fire department.
Okay, well, if you're an exterminator, I'm not asking for any free services, but hey, that's cool. But thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. But if you have advice, could you DM us on Instagram? Not just to plug your business, but things I can try to do? I don't know. I just assume fire is the best thing.
You should paint your house in honey.
Oh my God.
Come on, that's funny.
Cricket, not cricket, funny.
Cricket, cricket.
Are you okay? That sounded like a painful laugh.
That's funny. Okay.
You don't have a cricket problem. You have a bee problem.
Yeah.
Thanks, Porkchop. That was a good solution.
Coming up in the garbage next, this ex-wife gave details of abuse about her A-list ex-husband, BTS news, and something awesome is coming to Kohl's.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Amber Heard revealed years of abuse she endured by her ex-husband Johnny Depp in new court documents filed in response to his $50 million defamation lawsuit against her. The actress referred to Depp as the monster multiple times in the court filings and claimed that he wouldn't remember the abuse due to his excessive drinking and drug use. At their L.A. apartment in December of 2015, the former Pirates of the Caribbean star grabbed Heard by the hair and throat, slapped her in the face, and screamed, "I'll effing kill you, you hear me?" He allegedly dragged her on a bed and began punching her head, breaking the bed frame in the process. She said Johnny would often not remember his delusional and violent conduct after he came out of his drunk or medicated states. "And because I love Johnny, I had believed his multiple promises that he could and would get better. I was wrong." BTS's new album will be released today and will feature a collaboration with Ed Sheeran. The song is called Make It Right and is described as a delicate collaboration. The album also features a collaboration with Halsey, and BTS hinted at the Ed Sheeran collaboration in December with the teaser image of Suga working on the song and tagging Ed Sheeran in the post. Emma Stone is hosting SNL this weekend, and she was talking last night to Jimmy Fallon about watching BTS do their soundcheck because they're the musical guest this weekend.
"I just saw their soundcheck today and I involuntarily screamed."
Right? No,
I'm actually not kidding. It came out of my body. I was like, ah! There's like a chemical reaction
dude,
that happens.
They're
incredible.
Right?
Shark Tank star Kevin Mr. Wonderful O'Leary is not exactly happy with Magic Johnson quitting the Lakers. He thinks that this is a huge mistake.
"He made a decision, which I think was the wrong one.
But it could be good because now perhaps you could help the Lakers and get them more players not getting told for tampering," I was thinking, perhaps.
"Lakers are in chaos. The opportunity is to stay on board during chaos and fix it." And
I think he was about to say, "I think he made a huge mistake leaving." The Olsen twins have announced that their clothing line will be officially sold at Kohl's. Kohl's made the announcement that they will be carrying the Elizabeth and James line and said the apparel, fragrances, handbags, and accessories from the line will be sold in stores this next holiday season. Coming up in less than an hour, the best parts of Kim Kardashian's 73 Questions with Vogue.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
She's a very freaky girl. The famous Tom Hollywood.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Freak show Friday. Oh, God, we love them all. It's your chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show. If you're a little weird, a little freaky, a little different, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you want to hit us up social media-wise, you can do that too. Twitter and Instagram, @JoeandAlexShow, and just slide into our DMs with the freakiness that is inside of you. let's kick it off this morning. And really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Silkworm. Hey, Silkworm.
Hey, guys.
I'm very excited to hear your story.
Yeah. So what actually makes me freaky is my secret. I'm a senior in college, and I'm studying to be an engineer. And every Friday after class, I actually fly to Vegas, and I'm secretly a very high-class stripper.
Ooh, this is good. This is so good. Fly every weekend?
It's good money. Like I'm doing it to put myself through college, and my family and friends have no idea. And I've been able to hide it this far. And you know, I even have a fake Instagram. I have a Finsta.
Yeah.
And so people in my life really don't know don't know about anything. And I post all my stripper stuff about it on it. And my family is Jewish. So I really don't want them to find out, obviously.
Yeah, and that would be shocking to say the
least. Jewish people don't strip?
Well, I mean, you're more religious, probably would be not exactly excited about their daughter stripping her way through college.
Well, I don't think any parents like, "Yeah, that's it, baby. Work that pole. We're proud of you."
Oh, not my parents. I would be disowned. My family would no longer want to associate with me if they found this out.
How did all of this start for you?
Well, I mean, like, I'm determined to graduate with no debt. Like, you know, like all of my friends, they're neck deep in student loans, and I'm making anywhere from $12,000 to $14,000 a weekend.
Whoa!
You shouldn't have to dance that long then. Like, like you start stacking up bands.
Well,
like
she's
that.
A senior. She won't because you're about to graduate probably soon, like in 2 months, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it's just Friday and Saturday nights, and then I fly home Sunday. I don't buy anything flashy. I don't drive a nice car, and I live in a really cheap apartment. So, like, I'm definitely not drawing any attention or spending money I don't need to spend. I'm strictly doing this so that I can get through college. And it was actually very hard for me to come to terms with doing this. It was actually one weekend when I went to Vegas with some girlfriends on spring break, and we were super drunk, and all of us thought it'd be funny to go to a strip club, and I was just blown away by these girls. Like, they're not like, you know, the ratchet girls that you would think a stripper is. Like, they are straight up baddies, like dimes. Like, and all these celebrities were there coming to see them, like the riches of the rich, like, you know, like. And I just was walking by one of the strippers, and I was just like, hey girl, like, how much money you make here? And then she was like, honey, I just pay for a Bentley in cash.
Whoa.
Dang, yeah. I need to become a stripper. I wonder if I have what it takes.
There's probably a special niche.
I'm telling you, it's been worth it.
So tell us about the name Silkworm.
Well, the reason why I came up with the name Silkworm, after a guy told me that my skin was like silk, which it is. And worm reminds you of, you know,
Yeah, okay.
So, I just thought it would be really sexy and dirty, and it's been making me a lot of money. The guys love it, and they love me, and I've just been balling out, and, you know, I'm just doing what I have to do. Like, don't underestimate what students will do to pay for college, you know?
All right, and, hey, Silkworm, real quick question for you.
What's your real name, and not your stripper name?
I mean, I kind of
want to. They call me Silkworm. Let me make your day.
Oh, my. Okay.
Pork chop. 12, what'd she say? 12 to 14 grand a weekend.
Yo, I am always trying to figure out what I can do to make some extra money.
Like, imagine. Welcome to the stage, Pork chop!
Yo! Bands to make him dance. Shake those honey hands.
This is mind-blowing. And that she fly. That's so busy. Flying out every single weekend to do this.
But strippers do that all the time, whether it's going into like a big event like a Super Bowl or a championship thing or anything, a festival. Like, strippers do that all the time. Sort of prostitutes, but.
I have a question. So, Silkworm, if you're like high, you said you're high end, so you said that means you see like celebrities. Are you allowed to talk about like a celebrity you met, or are you allowed to talk about your clientele?
Well, no, because one, I'm still, you know, protecting myself. I don't want anybody to find out. And
yeah.
Two, these guys with this money, they don't want nobody to talk about them. So if you want to make sure you keep your checks coming in, you're going to keep your mouth shut.
Just tell us this. Are a lot of them married celebrities that we know who are married and committed relationships that come to see you?
Oh, definitely.
Hold on. What's so juicy about that? She's not a prostitute. She's a stripper.
Yeah, but still.
So they have her boobs and her booty in her face.
I think it's interesting.
Oh, it's interesting, but I don't think it's not like it's cheating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not doing anything like to that extent. I'm
right.
Just dancing, but you know, some women don't like their husbands doing that, and that's fine. I don't care. Just give me my money.
Mm-hmm. Get a girl. I'm impressed. The name, I think, is the biggest thing. Just knowing, you know, your stripper name. That's what gets me.
What's your real name? And not your stripper name.
Silkworm it is.
Silkworm.
All right. Well,
thanks, Silkworm, for telling us about your secret life. That was very interesting.
The only thing I thought that was freaky about Silkworm was her name. I think other than that, like, that's just a lot of people pay for college in unique ways.
Don't hang up with her, though, because I want to ask her off the phone. Like, I'm just curious who she's met. Like, I've met Chris Brown. Like,
well, no,
have you?
I don't care who she met. I just want to see her Instagram.
Oh, her Finsta?
Yeah, I want to see what it is. So hang on the line there, Silkworm, so we can get that from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. I want to know, how did you mess up at work? You don't necessarily have to have been fired, but that would be even cooler. But what did you do to royally screw up at your job? I don't know if this girl did it on purpose or not, but she definitely got the attention of her boss, like her boss. A flight attendant spilled the drink on her CEO when he was flying on the plane. Check this out. Check this out.
An airline's flight attendant is sharing her story about a recent flight when she spilled a tray of drinks on a passenger. She says it's something she's never done in her 4 years with the company. But it turns out the passenger was the airline's chairman and CEO, Doug Parker. The first-class passenger accidentally bumped into Maddie Peters as she was carrying a full tray of drinks. Maddie says half the drinks went all over her and the rest onto Parker's lap. She says, fortunately, he was super cool and a good sport about it. And as he got off the plane, he told her he'd never forget her.
Yeah, I bet. I bet he'll never forget her. It's like, fire her. He's like, throw her off the plane right now while we're flying.
Put her
in the laboratory.
He's going to fire her, get someone else to fire her for another reason so it doesn't look like the CEO is super bougie.
I mean, or maybe, but do you think maybe she did that on purpose? Like she knew that it was the CEO and she wanted to get the attention of him?
I mean, that's
a risk. But like, do you think though? Because maybe he'll never forget her.
I know like girls that have spilt drinks on guys or have purposely run into guys and have spilled their drinks on themselves to get guys' attention if they think they're cute.
I've heard of that too.
So maybe.
I mean, there's always all kinds of stuff at play here.
I mean, if you want to get the CEO's attention, like, why don't you do something extraordinary to get his attention?
Well, what are you going to do? You're in first class. Here's your beverage. Here's your snack. I mean, there's not much you're doing.
There's things you could do. I used to serve.
Yeah, what would you do? Tell me about it.
I wasn't in the situation. I'd have to be there on the plane listening to conversation or analyzing the situation.
There's a difference between being a waiter and trying to
being a servant flight attendant?
No, being a waiter and trying to get the attention of your manager than being a flight attendant trying to get the attention of a CEO.
He was there as a customer, though.
Here's what she could do. She could have gotten one of those little blankets you get for free in first class. She could have offered to tuck him in. Tucks him in and then reads him Llama Llama Red Pajamas.
Exactly.
That wouldn't be creepy or anything at all. I think it would have been better just to do it. She didn't spill the drink. 833-JOE-ALEX. This flight attendant spilled a drink on the CEO of the company. How did you mess up at work? One chop. I know you are the king of messing up.
What? No, actually, I don't mess up. And this one time I did mess up, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, of course not.
I had a bunch of drinks, and I was delivering them to a table. So I grabbed one drink, stretched across the table, and the bottom of the glass gave out. And all the contents from inside the drink just spilled all over the table.
I know how Joe messed up.
How?
Well, there's a lot of things I could say.
Yeah, explain this one, please.
Well, one of them, I don't know if we can say one of them on the air, but
can you hint at it and we can try to work around it here live? 833-JOE-ALEX, by the way.
You got us fined for doing something.
Oh, well, we could talk about it, but we can't say it.
Oh, okay.
Do not say the phrase.
Joe got our show fined like $20,000.
I don't know if we're supposed to say the exact amount, but yes.
Like in the last year.
Yeah, so when my
playing something wrong.
So when my contract's up, I don't think I'm going to get that $20,000 raise I was hoping for.
And he also promised a listener.
I was going to bring that up.
Oh my God, I did not. It was a tweet. This kid's like, how many retweets to get Post Malone tickets? And I was like, ha ha. I don't even remember what I said, but I was like half awake, just trying to be a nice person and interacting with someone. And somehow it was like a drunk tweet, but I was just tired and groggy. And it ended up that our boss, one of our big bosses, the same one that hit on me and called me "Hey, Big Daddy" the other day, had to spend like $500 to get these special Post Malone tickets
because the concert was sold out and Joe promised his kid tickets. And another thing, I'm trying to think.
I like how we're only targeting me here. Well, thanks, because you two are so perfect.
You just happen to have the most mistakes.
I know. I'm trying to think of when I might have messed up at any of my other jobs, but
only here.
Yeah, I really only think here.
Can we talk about Alex? Alex has to mess up something. What did Alex do?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh, you know
anything.
What? Liv, we mentioned this earlier on the show. Liv has twice said the F word on the air.
Yeah, Liv has said the F word. I've never sworn on the air.
Which is like it's a $500,000 fine for those two combined.
I haven't done that. I mean, I've had people file FCC complaints about me, not because I did anything that actually breaks the law, but they complain to
like
the freaking government. Yeah, you guys complain to the freaking government trying to get me kicked off this show. And so our legal team had to be like communicating with the freaking FCC,
which is
not what they are for. That's for when you do swear on the air and stuff like that. That's when you contact the FCC.
I've been trying to do anything I can to get Alex off the show. show, okay?
So I'll
file complaints if I need to.
Technically, I didn't do anything wrong, but I did get us on the radar of the freaking government. So I would say, I guess that would be my big thing.
Yeah, but Daddy Trump took care of you, so it's all good.
That's right.
Shelby, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? What happened with you?
So I was an assistant manager at a small grocery store in my town, and the meat department manager was my boss's son. And we actually had a relationship for like 2 years and no one knew, until his cousin who worked with us as well got mad at us and told my boss. And so after that, she treated me like I was a husband. Oh. And so I had to quit the job.
Oh man.
That's so bad. So, at my sister's work, there's three people that work there. Two of them have been dating for 6 years, and then he had an affair with his coworker. They all three work in the same exact building, the same exact department. Oof. And he decided to tell everyone.
Yikes, dude.
And now, like she said, it's the tension. You can cut it with a freaking knife.
Oh, I know another thing that you did that was...
I didn't ask for any more.
I did.
When Joe was... We went to the radio station that airs our show in Houston, and Joe freaking...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Joe...
What did he do? I forgot.
Joe brought up something about like the underwear he was wearing and pulled his pants down all the way to show everyone in the room his underwear.
Oh,
and it was so uncomfortable.
Okay. I remember one time as we're throwing people under the bus, and Kaylee, hang on, we'll get right to you. Alex did something. We were at this like kind of Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, yes.
It was the first year that we were on here on Radio Now, and she goes like, hey, and over there, this is fun, like our little machine you can step in, our cash machine, and try to do it. It's kind of like your mom when she's at the strip club.
Yep, I said that.
Guess
that
was
super awkward.
Guess who was not invited back next year?
Oh, no.
Yeah, way to go, Alex. Kaylee, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How'd you mess up at work? What happened?
Well, first of all, my story sounds a lot like several of those. So it sounds like the service industry is a lot more scandalous than I thought.
We like this. Let's go.
Yeah, it's bad. But I worked at a pretty nice restaurant, actually, downtown. And had kind of been off and on with my actual general manager. And I had never met anybody from corporate office. I didn't know what they looked like or who they were. I mean, usually when they came in, they weren't in, like, nice suits or anything. So if you weren't familiar with them at the restaurant, you wouldn't know who they were. Well, there was one area of our restaurant that was really, really nice, and we saved it for, like, celebrities that came into town, and they could sit there and be private and on their own. And it locked. So... unfortunately, we were doing things at work that we should never have been doing. And the corporate manager was there and actually walked into that room in the middle of that happening.
Like, were you flipping pancakes or what?
Yeah, keep it clean. But what were you doing?
We were not playing checkers.
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
She's flipping pancakes.
Yeah. Oh. In the room? On the table?
Yeah.
Wait, you were doing it?
Well... we were just doing things we weren't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So it was you and somebody else?
Me and my general manager.
Oh, man. Get that pay
corporate
raise.
Corporate was there and walked into the room, and I had no idea corporate was even supposed to be there that day, and he didn't either because they come in not really noticeable.
Wow.
Yeah, the corporate guy asked for the eggplant special, and you took it way too literally.
The Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
I don't even know how to keep up with all these terms, but if you have ever cloaked someone, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. The new dating term, cloaking, is kind of like ghosting, but even more heartless.
Sounds like something a vampire would do.
I'm here to cloak you.
That's exactly what I thought. This is the vampire's version of ghosting. This is vampires dating. Better watch out.
Live the Web Girl, have you ever heard of cloaking?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you ever cloaked someone?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it.
Then why don't you explain what cloaking is, and if you can relate to this, I would like you to call in and explain yourself, 833-JOE-ALEX. Go ahead, Liv.
So cloaking is like a more intensified / worse version of ghosting. someone. So ghosting someone is like you just like don't talk to them again. Cloaking someone is like without any explanation or telling them, you not only stop talking to them and stop answering their calls, you block them from all forms of social media.
Oh my God, I do this.
You block their number.
You're a cloaker
without
too?
Any yeah. explanation or anything like that.
Oh, this is me. This is me every single time I go through a breakup.
See, it's pretty common.
Okay. No, I.
Well, a breakup I feel like is different though.
Wait, are we okay? Are we talking like the relationship's over? Then you just you cut them off, so you don't have to deal with it.
Like the relationship isn't over. It's like you're like you know when
you're done with it, but you're like
yes, okay. You know when you're like talking to someone, and then like you just like ghost them and like never return their texts or calls, and like what the heck? I thought things were going great.
I have a friend who just did this, and the only way she blocked him on so much stuff, the only way that this guy could contact her was through Xbox messaging.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, because he tried everything. And he was blocked, and so the only thing he had left was like her Xbox Live screen name or something like that. I don't have Xbox Live, so I don't know. But mm-hmm. he was messaging her on there. She's like, "Are you kidding me?" So then she had to block him on there.
Oh my gosh! I will say that like when I've been ghosted before, it's like all I want is answers. Like I can't.
Oh
help
yeah,
it,
if you do that,
all I want is answers.
I turn to the crazy guy like, "Just talk to me.
Yeah.
What did I do? Tell me." Like this guy just sounded a little creepy. Your friend Alex, but at the same time, like, doesn't that make you kind of turned on? Like this guy really wants to talk to you. Like, he's done everything that he's, like, he did find that one. He's like a hacker almost breaking into something.
It's only cute if you are into the guy and he's, like, giving a lot of effort. But, like, if, like, you're not into the guy and he won't leave you alone, that is not cute. That's not attractive. That's not a turn on.
Do you think guys cloak girls more or girls cloak guys?
I think both. Guys probably ghost girls more. But I think girls probably cloak more because they're so dramatic that they're, like, blocked on everything. I don't think guys really think about blocking them on social media.
Poor Chav, what about you in your relationships in life? Have you ever, like, ghosted or cloaked somebody?
No, I have not, and nobody has to me. Well, there's this,
Poor Chav is way too nice. Are you freaking kidding
me?
Well,
he would never.
Yeah, no.
Poor Chav would be the guy that would, like, try to do the messenger on Xbox Live. Like, please, can we just talk? I just want to figure out, like, what exactly went wrong? Because I think maybe there's a misunderstanding here. And
that
I mean,
is
like,
so true, but I was never that far in a relationship. Like, that's happened to me before. I've been ghosted, but I've never been cloaked. And I've, yeah, you're right. I'm too nice to cloak anyone.
I've been cloaked. Because this guy sent me he was really drunk and I had already kind of like softly ended things when we were talking. And he was drunk and sent me 32 messages telling me that he loved me and that like he wanted to marry me one day, all of this stuff. And then the next day I tried to look him up on Instagram, Facebook, blocked me from everything.
That's so sad.
Because I guess he was so mortified.
Yeah, he kind he cloaked
guy.
Himself. That's the things are bad when you got to cloak yourself. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and that was brand new music came out from BTS featuring Halsey, Boy With Love. Please, if you know anything about anything, call the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's the number, 833-563-2539. Of all people, the cooking expert on the show, Alex Clark. Is this a question or a statement this morning?
Well, I saw this tweet go viral on Twitter yesterday. It was a boyfriend, and he took a picture of his girlfriend's loaded dishwasher. And he was like, you know, I love my girlfriend so much. I try to do little things for her around the house to, like, show her that I care. So here's, you know, another day, me doing the dishes, something like that. But the reason it went viral is because of the picture. In the picture, he has her skillet in the dishwasher, and everybody was freaking out, like, are you dumb?
Is this guy a dummy?
You don't put skillets in the dishwasher. And I was laughing because I wash my skillets in the dishwasher.
Oh, God,
all my pots and
pans.
I put all my pots and pans in the dishwasher. In fact, they usually don't get clean the first time, so I'll run my skillet like 3 or 4 times in a row.
That's not how you clean a skillet.
I hate washing dishes by hand. I've had this one fork. I can't get it all the way clean. It's been in my dishwasher for like 8 months, and I just keep washing, running it, hoping that it'll finally get this crusty stuff off, and it won't.
Just
so
take
it by hand.
I know. I don't want to.
What is wrong with
that's
you?
That's wild.
Do you brush your teeth?
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, then brush your tooth, or your fork, your knife, something. Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Like, we have a skillet. We use it occasionally. Like, we make a steak or something on there, and there's a lot more uses we need to actually do it for. But one thing, Alex, if you are wondering how to clean it, not in the dishwasher, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to put salt in there and like just a little bit of water, and you're supposed to use, like, a scrubbing pad, and you use the salt as an abrasive material, and it gets all that crap off that's kind of stuck to your pan, and then you want to season it with some olive oil or some kind of oil. You just wipe it lightly, like just a little drop, and you do it around the whole thing, and you could then put it in your oven and let it kind of bake and get it all nice and dry.
I feel like most people do wash all their pots and pans in the dishwasher.
No.
You're able to do pots and pans in your dishwasher.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, that's your opinion. In my opinion, no. I don't.
No, but your opinion's wrong.
I hand wash all my pots and pans.
That's because you don't have a dishwasher.
Skillet, everything like that. Well, that's true. But even when I'm at my boyfriend's house, I do it. And even if when I'm at my parents, I've just grown up doing that because it's going to ruin the bottoming of your pot and pan. And even if it isn't a nonstick pot and pan, there's still a lining on it, and that can come up and that can rip off, and like that can also like get in your food when you're cooking.
Alice, you are on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
All I'm going to say is live true. That's
Thank
right,
you.
Girl. You know what I'm
Thank
saying?
You. And,
okay, now, Joe, you're completely right about the whole cast iron skillet thing. That's pretty awesome that you know that, too. Hey.
Hey, I'm a man.
But
what?
Alex, no, honey, you don't put pots and pans in the dishwasher and plastics. Don't put plastics or pots and pans in the dishwasher.
I know somebody that doesn't even wash their skillet at all.
Ew,
that's gross. I would never eat at their house.
They just wipe out the like grease or the whatever remnants of whatever they cook each time.
Oh, gross.
And they don't actually wash it at all.
Hold on, that's not that gross. That's the flavor. That's the flavor.
That's what they say.
That is not no flavor. That's some bacteria flavor, maybe.
Yeah.
Gross.
You know what, Alice? You have definitely never been to Flavortown. It sounds like you've never been to Flavortown.
Yeah, I have.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Lauren, you're up on the show. What's up?
Hey, I think actually the person before me probably just said this, but yeah, the picture was, it was actually, he washed her cast iron skillet. Everybody, I'm from the South, from Texas, so we all know you don't wash cast iron skillets, especially not in the dishwasher. You're going to season them, and then that makes cooking even more better with them.
Interesting. So what is the difference between a cast iron skillet and a normal one?
Well, they're made out of cast iron, so they cook a little
better.
Yeah,
but what do you use them to cook things? Like, what does it do to the food?
It just, I guess basically it just cooks it a little better. I don't know. I'm not I'm not a dish expert.
Isn't it true that cast iron can get super, super, super hot without
breaking?
And so you can cook it on the stove, and you can also cook it in the oven.
Well, let's just ask the resident guy that worked at Applebee's for 10 years, because we have cast iron skillet. I say we, like I still work there.
I'm still a stockholder in the company.
No, but anyways, they have something called like the Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp and like chicken fajitas. And that comes out on a sizzling skillet, which is...
From the microwave? Or
No, of course not. And that's actually how they make the food sizzle. They cook it on that cast iron skillet. And it's the same thing. They don't put it in the dishwasher. They'll soak it in like this little bin with some soap water for like a minute or two. And then they spray it down and let it air dry. And that's because you're not supposed to wash them.
Levi just tweeted us and said he not only doesn't wash his skillets, he lets his dog lick up the remnants of whatever he made, and then that's how he cleans it.
Sick.
It's gonna burn his tongue.
I actually, my friend, when we make avocado toast, the bowl that has all of the remnants of like the leftover avocado, like we put it in the sink so her cat can, she's obsessed with avocado. But I mean, then she washes it.
You know what I've learned from this? I still don't know what to do with pots and pans or cast irons.
You don't
but hold
hand
on.
Wash them.
I've learned that I never want, here's what I've learned, Liv. I've learned that I don't want any of you to ever cook for me again. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We appreciate it. Whether you listen for 5 minutes or 5 hours, that's pretty darn cool. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So this is interesting. I think I'm the only one. Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I the only one here that has an Amazon like Echo or Dot at home? Like, does anybody else here actually have one?
No.
My boyfriend does.
Oh, he does? What does he have?
And my family. He has an Echo, and then my parents have... Or no, he has, like, the Alexa.
Oh, the Alexa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then my parents have the Echo, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents use it for everything, to turn on and off their lights, their grocery list. I mean, literally, to control everything.
Well, how do you feel about this one? Because this is kind of interesting right here. Amazon workers are listening to private and sometimes disturbing video recordings and voice recordings, from Alexa.
I freaking told you guys.
The company admitted to its customers that thousands of recordings are analyzed by staff and transcribed before feeding them back into the software. They're doing this, they say, in an attempt to improve the voice assistant's understanding of human speech. As many as 1,000 clips are reviewed by workers in buildings all over the world.
I told you. And you guys think I make this stuff up.
It's not like they're feeding it to the government. It's just Amazon.
That don't know that are listening to private conversations, and they even said fun of people singing in the shower and stuff.
They probably listen to your responses after, like, when you ask Alexa a question.
No!
And then when Alexa responds,
you
they
are
probably
so paranoid.
Are
it's in the freaking article. You guys do not read.
Verbatim.
Yes, it is. I read it.
What the difference is between what I'm saying. Like, if they don't say, like, even when you're not asking your Alexa a question, we are constantly listening to you. We're listening to you 24/7 while your Alexa's in the room. Like, I don't think that's what they're listening to. They're listening to the questions that you're asking and then the responses that you have with Alexa.
No, that's exactly what they're saying.
Prove me wrong.
They even say in this that the employees were sitting around and they were laughing about a girl singing in the shower.
The one clip that they heard, yes. And the whole reason they're doing these clips is to try to understand the voice recognition to make the program better. Because sometimes when I ask Alexa to do something, she's like, sorry, I did not understand that. And that's why they're trying to work and interpret and then put this data back into it to make it better.
And also, like, they'll even ask, like, Alexa will even ask you, like, did that help? And you'll be like, No,
you dummy.
That didn't help me out.
She's like, I'm not a female dog in heat. What do you mean?
You guys are drinking the Kool-Aid, man. You got, open your eyes. This
okay,
literally
Alex
says
Jones.
The teams. No, I'm serious. Why are you calling me Alex Jones? It is in the freaking article, Daily Mail, right here. Amazon themselves, Bloomberg says that yes, it is a small sample of the Alexa voice recordings that are analyzed by staff, but they're still doing it.
Yes.
And it says the teams use an internal chat room to share files when they want to decipher muddled words and stuff. So they, like, if you're saying something, you have a conversation.
So if they don't understand the word, they want to try to say, what is this? What do you hear?
Yeah, private conversation.
There's nowhere in that says private conversations. It says small sample. The small sample of when you're talking to your Alexa.
This does say private conversations. Where? The whole article.
Where?
You've been reading
line.
It, and none
read
of it says
one
it.
One line to me that says that
it is. It's a
to
long thing. I'm trying. Amazon workers are listening to private and sometimes disturbing voice recordings from Alexa to improve the voice assistant's understanding of human speech. Their way to defend it or explain it is like, well, we're trying to improve AI, artificial intelligence. But yes, they're using private conversations. We have known this, and I keep telling you guys, and you guys keep the proof is right in front
when
of you.
When they say private, that could also mean like Alexa, turn on some sexy time
television. You guys
television,
are
you know?
So unbelievably just so ignorant about this. Like, we have all this in front of us. This is why I will not put one of these things in my house. This is all having our cars controlled by computers. That is such an easy terrorist attack for them to start controlling all of our cars, drive us into buildings and off cliffs and stuff. Now you have all these things in our own homes listening to our conversations, and you guys are still like, it's fine.
Well, that's good.
It's not good. Artificial intelligence is so dangerous.
Okay, Alex,
there is
go
a
ahead
small
and live in the woods
good.
and don't use any electricity, because that's where
in
you're
the
heading
woods.
To now.
It's not living in the woods, but it's being aware of how this stuff can be manipulated for bad. Well, you guys are just totally clueless.
I don't live by any cliffs, so my car's not going to be driving me off the cliff anytime soon.
Dumb. This is dumb. I brought this up from the moment these things were
you
invented.
You have an iPhone and you have a Mac.
I know.
You're a hypocrite. And I'm
constantly talking about how freaking much it freaks me out that I know people listen to me.
But you can't yell at people for having Alexas when you have a Mac and you have an iPhone.
All of us have a cell phone and a computer, and every single car that's been made in the last couple years has a computer in it, too.
You can have, like, Apple is said to be working with the government way more than other technology companies, other cell phone companies, other laptop companies.
I wonder
Apple
if Alexa
said more.
I wonder if Alexa knows who's in here. Pork chops out of the room. So, Alexa, who's in here with us?
It's just me and you three.
Oh, God, get over it. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian was ready to do an episode of Vogue's popular 73 Questions, but her husband Kanye West answered the door first.
Kanye?
Yo.
I'm here to ask 73 questions.
I'm ready.
Babe, this is for me. The kids are in the room.
Kim.
She also talked about the crazy tabloid stories that she's heard about herself.
What's the weirdest rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
Well, when I was single, I would always hear that I was dating all these people that I've never even met. And one time I went to the movies, ran into someone that they said I was dating. So it was really awkward. And I was just praying that no one would take a picture and then think I was, you know, lying this whole time and really dating this person. But or I've heard that I've killed a raccoon with my high heels.
The city of Chicago is suing actor Jussie Smollett, hoping to recoup the costs of investigating the racist anti-gay attack that authorities say was orchestrated by the Empire actor as a publicity stunt. The city had given Smollett a week earlier this month to pay $130,000 in overtime cops worked while investigating his hoax hate crime attack, but Smollett missed the deadline and has not coughed up the cash. During their investigation, Chicago police determined that Smollett set up the attack and paid two brothers, who both acted in small roles on Empire, to carry out the supposed beating. Nipsey Hussle was mourned and remembered by friends and family yesterday at his celebration of life at the Staples Center. A reported 20,000 people were at the Staples Center for the memorial, including Kendrick Lamar, P. Diddy, Snoop Dogg, Usher, and NBA players James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Stevie Wonder also performed at the service, which was followed by a 25-mile procession that went from where the Rodney King race riot started and then onto other sites that were important to Hussle. The procession also went by his childhood home and a plot of land that he wanted to develop into affordable housing. His fiancée, Lauren London, talked about how much he loved his two-year-old son.
My pain is for my two-year-old that probably won't remember how much his dad loved him. And I'm so honored and blessed that I got to experience such a man. I know everyone is hurting, but I'd like to say something to my city, Los Angeles. Because this pain is really ours. We know what it meant to us. We lost an incredible soul. We lost someone very rare to us, and we lost a real one, and we won't ever be the same.
And Michael J. Fox had a funny answer for how to make a marriage work. So he's like talking in a weird voice at first, and so you can't understand him because he's like mumbling, and then he says the real thing.
Any secrets keeping a marriage strong for 30 years?
Well, I always have the glib one, which I feel funny saying because my daughter's in the audience, but keep the sex dirty and the fights clean.
There you go. Okay, buddy.
Sex dirty and fights clean. There you go.
Thanks, Dad. That was great.
Coming up in less than an hour, did HBO pull their controversial Michael Jackson documentary?
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. Have you ever been in a love triangle, like where there's drama? I know we have a lot of people, what do they call, polyamorous, that listen to the Joe and Alex show, that they just tour with ever. I'm not talking about that. We are talking about a straight-up love triangle. There's drama, there's issues. What went down? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And Liv the Web Girl, no, she's not in a love triangle, but you did bring up an interesting question or something that you saw. It was about, Pauly D? And
yes, Pauly D and Vinny from Jersey Shore have a new, love show on MTV. It's called Double Shot of Love, after, Tila Tequila's Double Shot of Love, which is, a super old show. And so, basically, it's going to be, a bachelor, bachelorette kind of setup, where there's a big group of girls, and they're both dating them. So, that could cause some super awkward, love triangles. And I have been in, love triangles so many times, and they're always so uncomfortable. And one time in college, I was in a love triangle because I was I liked two guys kind of at once. And then they both liked me. And one was a Pike and one was a Sigma Chi. Those are two different.
How do you choose?
Those are two different fraternities. And me and the Sigma Chi had some history before. And so I ended up kind of picking him and dating him. And then one night out at the bars, there was like a huge, like a miniature brawl between the Pikes and the Sigma over this whole situation. And I wasn't 21 yet, or didn't have a fake ID yet. Yeah. So I couldn't go to the bar. And so then I just get a call at like 12:30 at night that like my boyfriend is bleeding because he got this like huge brawl happened between these fraternities because these two guys hated each other because like they both liked me and I liked them.
I've always wanted a guy to get in a fight over me. Always.
Honestly, it was like pretty hot.
I feel like you've also been in a love triangle relatively recently in the last couple of years. Didn't some guy, like you had one guy that you liked and then the other guy was like writing you songs or something?
Yeah, that happened too. And it was like super uncomfortable because like one guy I liked way more, but then the other guy was like jumping over the moon to impress me and like would like send me recordings of songs and like him playing on his acoustic guitar.
Didn't he cry a lot or something?
Yeah, he was super emotional. Super, super emotional. And then like when I tried to like let him down easy, there was like tears. Yikes. And I was like, bro, we're not even
there's
dating.
A whole album on Spotify the next day. Karen's on the Joe and Alex show. You've actually been in a love triangle. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it, Karen.
So it was while we were in college, and I was dating this guy for about a year, and this other guy who I'd met through our theater class, he decided to try to win me over, even though he knew that I had a boyfriend. And one day, he actually ended up singing a song to me in front of my current boyfriend.
Ooh.
Now, that was kind of hot, though, wasn't it? Like, for you, you're like, oh, my God, look at this. They want me so bad.
I really didn't know what to do, but even after that, and after my boyfriend had talked to him, he still tried pursuing me.
I would think that would be awkward. He's serenading you in front of your other boyfriend.
Yeah, it was. But eventually, I ended up giving him a chance, and it only lasted a day.
Oh, no. Why?
Now, yeah, why did it only go one day?
He was just overbearing.
Now, what song did he do? Was it an original performance, or was it a cover or something?
It was an original.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. How do you not get with that, man? That you should have married him.
So did you break up with your current boyfriend to give this other guy a chance?
I did.
Oh, so awkward. Did you end up getting back together with the other guy?
Yeah, the very next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he took you back? I would have been like, get out of here, Karen.
Yeah.
Go talk to the manager, Karen. I'm like, we're out of here.
I think singer dudes, like guys that play instruments and sing, they are always the most unhinged.
Right. See, I agree. And like, it sounds good in theory because every girl is like, oh my gosh, a guy that can play guitar, a guy that's in a band, so hot, so sexy. But they are way too emotional for
I've only had experiences with absolute freaks that sing and play instruments and stuff.
Oh yeah, they are so crazy. And, like, it's just not worth it.
This
not
one guy, he has, like, 8 Instagrams. And he is always, like, anytime that you're with him, he's like, let me play you my new song. So the worst is you have to sit there and listen. No. They want your reaction. They're staring at you as you listen to them singing. And it's so uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so awkward.
We actually have one of the songs that a guy Alex dated. Here, it's a really good one.
Never.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm calling this one Propane Pants. Check out this local news station. Talk about a guy doing a little something-something with his propane.
That alleged shoplifter, who wasn't exactly successful in carrying out the crime, attempted to steal several items, including a pack of Hanes t-shirts, a knife, and a propane tank like this one here. According to police, he tried to hide it down his pants, making it easy for store employees to realize what he was up to.
How do you try to put a propane tank down your pants? I don't care if you got JNCOs, like the biggest pants in the world. Where are you putting a propane tank? Where?
I mean, I guess he makes a good point. Like, the really, the only place to put it is your pants.
I mean, can you keister a propane tank? I don't think so.
No.
What if it's like 90s, like, parachute pants? And what if it was a small propane tank?
But even a small one, that's pretty dang big, dude.
He could act like he's pregnant, put it underneath his shirt.
Or maybe he just had the extra room.
I don't know.
And he was stopped by security, ultimately placed under arrest and held in their loss prevention office. And the suspect actually opened the door, was able to get out of the loss prevention office and try to run through the parking lot. Nobody got hurt other than the brief escape attempt. It was without incident.
That's absolutely insane. Have you guys ever, by the way, stolen something from a store?
Never.
Nope.
Are you saying that because you don't want to get in trouble?
No, I just had to think about it. No, I was thinking, like, when I was little, if I did or anything. I know my brother did, but I didn't.
What did he steal?
I don't remember what it was. Just, like, M&Ms or something.
My sister stole something as a kid. I remember. I wasn't alive, but I remember my mom telling me how she had to go bring it back.
Yeah, my brother had to bring it back.
Had to cut her hand off, teach her a lesson. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You ever commit any crimes where you take something?
Like, in fourth grade, my older sisters were, like, stole keychains when we were in Hilton Head Island.
Okay.
And so, like, I stole a keychain.
Did you get away with it?
Yeah, no, I did.
Where's the keychain now?
I gave it to my friend Megan Mihalovich. She doesn't know it was stolen, though, so don't tell her.
Oh, wow. So she's got hot goods right now. I remember being a little kid, and this is funny how it all comes full circle. I stole, it was like a little earth globe. It was a stress ball, but I think I was like 7. Even back then, I was stressed out.
And I, like, there's no way I could do that right now. That literally stresses me out.
But stress balls stress you out?
No,
stealing. Stealing stressed me out. But also, how confident does this guy have to be thinking that he can get away with stealing a propane tank?
Usually you call it like big D energy. That's big P energy for that propane tank. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. For Facebook, we'd like to use our station page. So just search for Radio Now and give that a like. One of the heaviest drinkers I know is not Alex.
Not me.
She is one of the lightest drinkers. Give her a little fruity cocktail and woo!
It's true. I'm a lightweight.
Do you think that drinking is something you look for in a partner?
No.
Really?
Like opposite. Actually, I swipe left on any guy on a dating app. If his main picture is him with alcohol, I swipe
left. Really?
Why?
Because it just, I just get the vibe.
What if it's just a good picture of them?
Well, it's a difference if it's like a glass of wine or if like every picture is him with his friends and he's holding beer cans, because I just feel like he's in a party or like stage of his life and I'm not.
What if it's a glass of beer? Like if you're out at a bar, like you said, a can of beer. What if I'm at a bar and I get a pint glass?
I'll swipe left.
I love going out and getting
What if people...
Because I just feel like he's going to be like some guy right out of college
and
a big drinker.
Drinking beer...
If it's every picture is him like at a bar or at a house and like he's drinking like every picture, yes, I swipe left.
But Porchop said if he's just at like a bar restaurant, he's holding a glass of beer.
If there's one photo like that, I'm fine with it. I'm saying if every photo is him with some sort of alcohol, right, which I've seen like every single like out of all the 7 photos or whatever, every single one is him drinking, then I'll swipe left just because I get the vibe that he's like a huge drinker, huge partier, and I'm just not. So I just know that our lifestyles wouldn't mesh.
That sounds like a fun time to me. So you're saying it's bad, though?
Well, right, because I'm just saying, like, I will drink, like, once in a while, but not super often, and I don't go out every single weekend.
See,
so when I'm thinking about dating, I don't want to date someone that goes out every single weekend.
The only time any of my guy friends take photos is when they're at some big event and girls are taking photos or something. So, like, they don't take photos every weekend. They don't take photos every month. The only time they're taking photos is if they're at some big game or they're at, like, a horse race or something like that.
Okay.
Well, there's this study that actually says that couples who drink together stay together longer. Apparently, some people have a gene inside of them that's linked to alcohol consumption, and that influences who you choose to marry.
It's called alcoholism.
And this is the thing. This is like a big deal because they studied 47,000 couples. So that, like, sometimes you see these studies and it's like, we talked to 400 people. This is 47,000
couples. We talked to 10
local
drunks.
That's crazy.
They found that regular drinkers were more likely to pair up with similar drinkers. And each person in these types of pairs were more likely to have this gene variant.
So what we're learning here is we got to get Alex drunk more often. You have to step up your drinking
that
game.
That kind of makes sense, though, because if Alex is, you know, together with someone that does drink a lot or, like, party a lot or go out a lot, then it's probably quicker. Not going to last. Yeah, right. They'll split quicker.
Yeah, so it says people that are light drinkers end up with light drinkers. People that are heavy drinkers end up with heavy drinkers.
That makes sense.
Has every guy that you've been with, not saying they're alcoholics, but if they've drank way more than compared to you?
No, because I won't date guys like that.
Is there anyone here that finds it the opposite? Like me and Chase, for instance, if we had the money, we'd probably go out drinking a lot more. But we both enjoy going out to the bar and having a drink together. Is there anyone?
Oh, yeah. I'd be broke as hell if I had a disposable income. I'd probably kill my liver, too. I love going out to the bar. It's fun. I meet listeners. I'm like, hey, let's get some shots.
And Lindsay's a drinker, too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's an alcoholic. Like, legit, in my family, my dad was an alcoholic. It was like, forever. He drank all the time. He was a functioning alcoholic too. He was good at it. But
you and Lindsay both like craft beer and stuff.
We do enjoy it. She loves wine though. My wife's family, holy crap, the first time I had first time I met the family for a Sunday dinner, we went through 5 bottles of wine. Is that a lot?
For how many people?
5.
Ooh,
that's like a bottle a person. Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, conversations got easier. Got a hell of a lot easier.
They also said that heavy drinkers have links. Typically, they come from a poor background.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm pretty poor and white trash, so
really?
I could see that.
That's so interesting.
I think it depends on what you're heavy drinking, Alex. Like, I could see like, hey, man, give me some of that PBR right now, man. Or maybe it's like, hi, I would like some of your finest bourbon.
I'll tell you what. Royale. In college and in high school, the most wild people were always like the richest people. Because,
really?
Yeah, because they had like, I mean, if they ever got in trouble, like,
they could get out of it.
They could get out of it. And also they didn't have to like really like rely on like getting scholarships for school because they know that their parents would just pay their way, like all this stuff. And like in college, like they're just the biggest partiers because they didn't have as much, I guess, to lose.
So if we're trying to set you up right now, Alex, which is the whole point of every topic I try to have here on the show, what would the right amount of alcohol consumption be for a guy to match with you?
Like a couple of glasses of wine at dinner.
What if he wants beer? What if he wants craft beer?
Single forever.
I don't drink beer. So we wouldn't be able to bond over that. I mean, I don't care if a guy drinks beer once in a while, but I'm just saying, like, they just have to be cool with, like, not every weekend we go out and get smashed. I would be unhappy with that.
But what if, like, it's, like, at an event or something?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because, like, but they're drinking at the event.
I'm a social drinker, so if there's a reason for me to be out and stuff, then I will drink. But I don't go out constantly just trying to drink.
I really just limit myself to, like, day drinking. So, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Hey. Right now, we got your chance to win Chainsmoker tickets. All you got to do is grab your phone and text the word Chainsmoker. That's right, the word Chainsmoker to this number, 52140. Chainsmoker to 52140. Your chance to be entered to see the Chainsmokers with Five Sauce, Lennon Stella. They're coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Thursday, November 7th. Tickets are on sale, but win them right now by texting that in. Alex, what do you got going on this weekend?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be at 10607 East 56th Street for the City of Hope Prom Project, 11 to 1. There's going to be like a prom prep talk and I think like dresses that are donated and like just a really fun event for girls. So if you have prom coming up or you know someone that does and they'd like to go, you should totally bring them by because I'm going to be like on a panel and all kinds of stuff and taking pictures and hanging out.
That's pretty cool. Pork Chop, what do you got going down?
I'm kind of excited. I want to get tickets for this, but at the Helium Comedy Club this weekend, it's going to be Jay, you know, from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there tonight at 7:30 and 10, and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 10, and we're actually going to interview him after the show.
I know, you're really excited about this interview.
Yeah, we'll put him on the podcast and stuff, and it's weird, though, because when I was a kid, like, my mom wouldn't let me, like...
Your mom wouldn't let you do anything. Everything was going to put you in hell.
I know, so true, but yeah, no, I'm excited to talk to him.
Can't believe your mom let you on this show to be
honest, because that's the biggest thing that's going to make you burn for eternity.
Oh, no.
It's really cool. How was it, by the way, you went on your anniversary to go see Drew Lynch? How was that show?
That was so good. I had so much fun. And you know what's cool? Most comedy clubs, when you go to them, they make you get two drinks, like alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, two drink minimum, they say that.
At the Helium Comedy Club here, you have to get a drink, and then you could get a food. You don't have to get like two drinks. So I thought that was really cool.
I mean, are they really going to do the two? I always hear that two drink minimum, so drink up. What are they going to do, break your legs? It's like, see, two drinks so you don't make it out of here alive, pork chop.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But
that's what you'll be doing.
Either way, it was still a ton of fun. Drew Lynch was so cool. He was really nice and really funny.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my wife this weekend. I actually just swapped out. I have a brand new Jeep. You see the tires on this thing yet?
No. They got the blue spokes, like a star.
Yeah, but they're 35-inch.
Wow.
They're huge. Please, will you tweet us, at Joe and Alex Show, where the heck can I go take this thing off-road? Rick, who works at Champion Crasher Jeep Dodge Ram, go see him, and he'll hook you up, too. But he's like, when are you going to take it off-road? And I don't know if he's kidding or not, because I'm afraid I'm going to break the Jeep, and I'm going to have to, like, you know, be in big trouble, get fired. But he's like, no, take it off-road. I'm like, well, I don't know where to go. I live in Broad Ripple. What do I do? If you got any suggestions, let me know. But I think I'm going to cruise around with that, take my dogs Minnie and Paddington out. And then it's tomorrow, Saturday. I'm going to the Indians game. I'm going to be checking that out. So if you see me out there with my big old beard and my bald head, say hi. We love meeting people.
So I've only, you know, been here for like 5-6 months. I don't know where the stadium is. Where is it?
It is right by, do you know the JW Marriott is? The big old hotel?
Oh,
it's
right there.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, because you can actually see it in the outfield if you're actually inside the ballpark. It's right there.
Does the university baseball team play there too?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but
right next to the university, kind of.
Okay. You know what? I'm not an expert on that.
Gotcha.
I need to learn those sorts of things. But
it should be fun.
It's going to be a good weekend. So hopefully you have some fun. Be safe. And yeah, look for Porkchop. He might be your Uber or Lyft driver too.
Yes.
So, all right. Liv the Web Girl is taking a dump. So we'll just say goodbye for her. And hey, listen, that's the rule. If I'm out of the room, you can say I'm taking a dump. I don't know what she's really doing. I think she's actually going to get her makeup done. We're shooting some stuff for Comcast. By the way, our shows are on every Thursday night on channel 81 on Comcast.
Yes. 10 o'clock.
So check that out at 10 p.m. So, but she might be doing makeup and a doo-doo. I don't know. But Alex, Liv, who's in the bathroom, is doing something, and Porkchop, myself, Joe. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.